Hello, Communitarians. This is your fearless leader in Control 88, and I'm here with The Voice, where we do the same thing we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. So I recently had the pleasure of experiencing The Green Hornet, starring Seth Rogen as Seth Rogen in theaters. Seriously, I loved it. I'll say that right now. But it's kind of telling as to your chops as an actor when you write yourself into the same part you've been typecast into in countless previous films. So maybe Seth Rogen can't act. Whatever. I didn't let it detract from the fun of watching a truly entertaining movie with good friends. You know what I couldn't stop from trying to ruin that fun? 3D. Consider this an open call to Hollywood, whose top people pore over this blog every day, I'm sure, to abandon this wretched crusade to get 3D into every fucking movie they release. Allow me to indulge a digression and get my poke into the full depth of its pokeability. Number one, there's nothing three-dimensional about 3D. Never once during a 3D movie experience did I gasp in awe with the trademark sensation that something was coming right out of the screen at me. 3D just makes everything look strange and distorted. That struck me as particularly true in The Green Hornet, where the decision to go 3D wasn't even made until after shooting. The movie seems to telegraph its moves. Vast portions of it will neglect a 3D environment, then the music or dialogue or action will seem to hint at something visually exciting, at which point the movie will slide into 3D mode like Max Payne popping on bullet time. A particularly relevant analogy if I can pat myself on the back here, because just as little explanation is offered for how or why it is happening. Kato is capable of incredible martial prowess and speed because of what he describes as sounding suspiciously like an adrenaline rush, which the movie visuals portray as some sort of targeting system locking onto hostiles and items of interest whenever the pair battle enemies. The Green Hornet himself just seems to get lucky. If I haven't illustrated my point adequately, allow me to add that there's a scene in this movie in which Kato spins the tops off a pair of beer bottles with the palm of his hand. Then, inexplicably, the caps spin up and out in high arcs and drift off into the distance. Time seems to distort right before the caps begin their flight, reminding us that this movie is in 3D and it's time for us once again to revisit that brutal fact. When the gory display is finished, Rogen acknowledges it with a drawn-out, "Okay," which I thought was simply brilliant because it's exactly what I was saying at the moment. But like I said, I did actually like this movie. Despite the absolute eyeball rape, Seth Rogen and Jay Chou actually seem to have the appropriate amount of buddy chemistry to make a movie like this hit on all the right cylinders. Whenever the action wasn't totally overpowered by the presence of 3D, it was well shot and enticing, and most if not all of the scenes stringing the film together were lighthearted and funny. The premise itself is sort of funny if you think about it, in that a rich playboy media mogul with delusions of grandeur decides to take to a life of mass crusading only to be consistently upstaged in the crime-fighting department by his chauffeur. This is what I like to call a theater movie. Not too cerebral, not too deep, just a couple of explosions tied together by some nice laughs. I think the worst thing a good superhero movie can do is take itself too seriously. The bottom line is that there's just something innately funny about an individual putting on a funny costume to do battle with criminals, no matter how badass their powers might be. Don't agree with me? Fine. What's your favorite superhero movie? One of the Spider-Man films, maybe? Probably one of the earlier ones? Iron Man? How about Kick-Ass? Chances are I'm not going to hear too many responses exalting the X-Men as the best one, simply because it lacks the capacity to laugh at itself in the correct degree. The Green Hornet, on the other hand, is not thusly deficient, and it'll be a great trip to the theater with your friends. This has been The Voice with your fearless leader in Control 88, reminding you that the community has just converted to 3D. Make sure you check it out. Oh, and P.S.? The Dark Knight doesn't count. Christian Bale's Batman voice is incapable of laughter, thus the entire revamp of the series had to be written dark.